We begin with Ezra Shemiz Baruch, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samaches, Siv Ches. Kishmas Baal Tefillah Shachris B'Darach, if somebody is davening Shachris when he's on the road, Yitzhar L'Sat B'Talas, Godel Kishmas Baal Beis Knesses, he should be careful to put on the regular talis when he davens in Shu. Kitalis Kotten, the talis Kotten that most people wear, Roch K'shei K'shir, many times is not the proper size to make a bracha on. Mholach Biraglov, if somebody's traveling as he's walking, as he says the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shein, Kvoid, Machusa, Leilam Void, Tzarech, Lamoid, he has to stop walking in order, Shechamali Behetav, they should be able to concentrate properly. The Mishnah Berurah says there are many that are careful to say the whole paragraph of a hafta when standing, not while walking. But B'dievet says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you said the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, it's certainly v'hafta while you're walking, that B'dievet you yoytz to the mitzvah. Imreichel of Yoshua Golem, if somebody's riding in a wagon, mutter, the halacha is that he can't say Shema while he's sitting in the wagon. And this rule applies for anybody who's sitting in a car or a plane. Those individuals can certainly concentrate as they're saying Shema Yisrael and can say it sitting in the plane or in the tray or in the car. The person, whoever is driving the car or the bus, then he should, for him it's much more of a question because it's difficult to concentrate properly on saying Shema while you're driving. And therefore, if at all possible, you should try to pull over the car or the bus for at least the amount of time it says Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. With Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, when we're saying Shemoneh Esrei, Yamod, you should stand. And therefore, the proper way of davening is to daven in a Beis HaKnesses, to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. If a person is going to have to daven be yichidus without a minion, because he's traveling, the best he should do is he should daven at least at home before he starts on his trip, versus davening while he's on a car where it's difficult for him to where it's impossible to stand. V'mnochel tzedakah, but if he has to get on his way, im yachal mamad l'chol apach b'shal shabrochus harishoynus, if he can at least stand during the recitation of the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, B'shalos Brachos Achronos, and the last three brachas on the Shemoneh Esrei, Mutav, great. V'mlav, if not, Yispal Miyushev Ba'agola, he should sit, V'yasa Kriyas Miyushev, and he bend down, sitting. The discussion that comes up is, if a person is davening in a public place, and if he could daven sitting, he could be more private, and if he wants to stand, it could be more public. It can be that it's better to daven sitting versus standing if he's going to be able to daven privately and concentrate while he's davening. Again, a person who's driving should not really daven Shemoneh Esrei. It's impossible to daven and concentrate properly. Then lo yispal miyushev ba'agolah v'yasa kriyas miyushev. V'am yosef toiv shispal afil miyad ba'alois shachar. It's better to daven at the alois v'gam mincha. I feel miyat chatzis shach chatzis yoyim, and mincha also right away after 30 minutes after chatzos. Kadesh yuchel espal mu'umet kroy, if that is the way you'll be able to daven standing and properly. V'sher shachayv lachs achamayim, the amount that you have to look for water, kadeh l'espal basara, we've learned earlier. So as far as davening dalois shachar, the dalois shachar is approximately 90 minutes before the nets. And you can't put on tefillin that early. You have to wait till about 50 minutes before the nets. And what people should do is, if they're in a rush, they could daven till yishtabach without tefillin, and then put on the talis and tefillin between yishtabach and baruchu, and daven at least krishma and Shemoneh Esrei with wearing the talis tefillin. Furthermore, the question that comes up, machloikas apoiskim, if one is on a plane Is it better to try to gather a minion on a plane, even though it's complicated to get the group together, where to stand and how to stand? Or is it better to daven b'chidus in your seat? It's a question how you could daven better. Sifta samahalak b'derech. If somebody's traveling, v'gi eisa oichel, and the time to eat comes, v'lemotz mayim, and he doesn't have water, nizbar b'simim mem sif yudalit, b'simim mem bay sif yutes, nizbar, we learned previously, sh'oichel pas os lotus m'kaimai, you can't leave from where you ate, ad shivarach b'rech samozen, until you bench. We learned that brichas hamazon should be said sitting. If somebody was eating as he's traveling, then he could bench gam as he's going. He won't be able to concentrate properly on the brichas hamazon if it causes him a delay in his travel. If somebody ate while he was sitting, then there's no question. Gam birchas hamazon, tzarich levarach miyushev. He should say birchas hamazon sitting. Sifyud ktsas noyagim. There are those that have the custom. Shviyosim b'derek when they're traveling. Va'oichel b'beis of the kechavim, and they eat in the home of a non-Jew. Ein varchem b'zimun. They don't do zimun. Shem deloy have a kviyus when it's not in the home of a Jew. Mekamakim mekava atzmam sha. If a group of Jews decided to eat together, they should continue doing zimun even in such a home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us bracha in our travels of Makam Yishesenu, and where we're not traveling at Oilam forever. If we're eating from one of them, we should say, even if we're not in his home, but he's the one that provided all the food, we could say, because Koya Balasuda references the person who provided the food for this meal. From Lav, Yomer, if they all have their own food or they all paid for their own food, then the proper way is to say, on Erev Shabbos, one may not travel, whether he's traveling home or he's traveling elsewhere. He has to arrive in time that the Shabbos meal could be properly prepared. Where we live, we're not so concerned about this. Most people have enough food that even if somebody comes suddenly, they're going to have what to serve them. It's appropriate to be careful to get where you're going when it's still day. There's much Chilul Shabbos that happens because people get delayed. People should be most careful and not start to believe that oid hayom gadol, there's plenty of time, but derech tov, the roads are good. A person should never leave his home without at least double of the amount of time it takes to where he's going to get there. So that means if you're traveling somewhere which is an hour away, you should at the latest leave your home 2 hours before Shabbos, even if they know that you're going to be there and coming for Shabbos. Says Sifya Beis, Mi Shubi Yom HaShabbos Kodesh B'Malon. If somebody Shabbos in a hotel, Yesh Lemos, and he has money, Im Yochel Afkidon Oletznim, if you can ask somebody to watch them or hide them, also Lachziko B'Kisoy, you may not keep them in your pocket on Shabbos, Sherei Muksa, money is Muksa. However, V'Mishyori, if he's concerned, Shem Yignavim money, that if he's going to leave it in the room, they're going to get stolen, Yisbrin Erev Shabbos Bigdoy, he should sew them into his garment Erev Shabbos, V'yeshev B'bayis, and stay where he is. V'loyetz B'hem, he shouldn't walk out with the money attached to his clothing that way. B'makom Shen Erev, in a place where there's no Erev, because there's a concern that you're carrying on Shabbos. Ach em yesh lochish. But if there's a concern, Shem HaMakom Zeh, because Shen Yoyetz B'bayisai, if everybody will see that he's not leaving his room or the building that he's staying in, Yargishu, they will recognize that that must be because Sheyesh Lemois, because he has money, and now Vyigzom money, he becomes a target for that money to be stolen. mutter lotzes behen, then the halacha b'di'evit is he can walk out k'shen tfuris b'bigdoi when they're sewed to his garment. Aval emhem b'kisa, if the money's just in his pocket, b'chol inyan asur, then there's no way to make that mutter. That's called full-fledged carrying. V'ayin oy b'simen klopei tes, t'varim sh'tzrichim l'zor b'derech, we'll learn further halachas, what one must be concerned about on a trip.